He says that when he got to the north and he saw the stables of the horses, he was really shocked. The horses hadn't been fed. They hadn't been cared for. And that bothered him. And he punished the rulers for that. I mean, he viewed all of Egypt as his. And he said, they're my horses, and you're mistreating the horses, and that's terrible. I'll give you the language. I like to read the language of the actual documents of the Egyptians. You get a feeling for what it's like. This is right off of Pi's victory stela. Now, remember, he refers to himself as His Majesty, meaning me. His Majesty proceeded to the stable of the horses and quarters of the foals. When he saw that they had suffered hunger, he said, I swear, as Re loves me, and as my nostrils are rejuvenated with life, it is more grievous in my heart that my horses have suffered hunger than any evil deed thou hast done. Right? So he's, you took care of the horses and you didn't feed them? That's terrible. So this is his victory stela. He is a man who loves horses and not afraid to say it, and he puts it right in writing. Now, he does certain organizational things. He's a Nubian. He likes to be home in the south. He doesn't really want to live in Egypt, but he wants to rule it. He wants to control it. He does a clever thing. He sends his sister, Amenartis, to Thebes, the religious capital, and gives her a title, the Divine Adoratrice of Amun. Right? Divine Adoratrice of Amun. What that means basically is she is sort of wedded to the god Amun. Okay, that's a religious thing. More important, she's got her finger on the treasury. I remember, the priests had become incredibly powerful. They had the money. So by putting a sister in this religious office at Thebes, he's got a family member controlling the treasury. Right? A very smart move. Now, it's typically Nubian, by the way, to put women in positions of power. Nubians respected their women in a great way. So did the Egyptians. We'll talk about that in a minute. But for example, we have a name in English, a woman's name, which comes from the title of the Nubian queens. The Nubian queens were called Candace, and that's where we get Candace from. Candace comes from that. Nubian queens were powerful, so it's not surprising that he sends a sister to Thebes, right? Egyptian women were also powerful, so I think that's why she was sort of accepted, you know? It fits. Now, he continues to rule from Nubia, doesn't go north, and he does another interesting thing. He takes these petty princes, he doesn't kill them. This guy is an administrator, he's smart, he doesn't kill them, he terrifies them, and then he says, you can stay in office in your different areas, ruling for me. Collect the taxes, send it to me, but you are going to be my vassals. So he keeps people in position. He's not brutal. Right? He does good things. When he dies, he is buried in Nubia at a place called Kuru, and I'll talk about just where it is geographically in a minute. But the important thing is, he has a pyramid. He has a pyramid. Now, you'll remember Sneferu's era, the old kingdom, right? 2,000 years back, is the era of the Great Pyramid Building. And there were a few smaller ones in the Middle Kingdom. But the era of pyramid building was over in Egypt. Nobody had built a pyramid in 1,000 years. Pi builds a pyramid. Now, why? The answer is he is archaizing. He is going back in time and reviving the good old days. He wants to be Egyptian in the old tradition, like Sneferu. So he has a pyramid. But the pyramid is different from any other pyramid ever built. The Nubians are going to adopt Egyptian ways. They love to be Egyptian too, but they're going to do it on their own terms and in their own way. When you look at a Nubian pyramid, it is immediately different. First, it's smaller, much smaller. Maybe 100 feet high, rather than, say, the Great Pyramid, which was 480 feet high. So it's a quarter the height. And the angle is much more steep. Now, there's a couple of reasons for that. The main one is the Nubians don't have the stone that the Egyptians had. The Egyptians had vast quarries of good limestone. The Sudan does not have good quarries. So they had to take what they had and build smaller pyramids. But that's not the only difference. You'll remember from Sneferu that pyramids were the burial places of the pharaohs, and inside were burial chambers.